Mark Twain called kindness the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Kindness is a behavior marked by a number of honorable personality traits, a congenial disposition, an interest and consideration for others. It's considered a moral goodness, and it's recognized and valued by many cultures and religions as a virtue. Think about it. Who would you rather spend time with? A person who puts the needs of others before his own, avoids confrontations, does favors, gives emotional support, avoids troubling situations, and displays traits of honesty, loyalty, courtesy, and respect? Or someone who, maybe not so much? Webster's Dictionary defines kindness as goodwill, a temper or disposition which delights in contributing to the happiness of others, which is exercised cheerfully in gratifying their wishes, supplying their wants, or alleviating their distresses. An act of goodwill, any act of benevolence which promotes the happiness or welfare of others. Aristotle defined kindness as helpfulness towards someone in need, not in return for anything, nor for the advantage of the helper himself, but for that of the person being helped. Nietzsche defined kindness as being the most curative herbs and agent in human intercourse. Kindness is regarded one of the many knightly virtues, instructing knights to be generous insofar as your resources reasonably allow. Be known as a giver of gifts who expects nothing in return. Remember that your gifts are often more important to the receivers when in the form of actions and words rather than material things. A kind word often lasts longer in a person's memory than any object. Kindness is a round-trip ticket. Being kind not only has express influence on others, but it has an uplifting impression on us as well. We all enjoy even the smallest measure of kindness in our lives. Real kindness transforms us by its simple action, usually in unexpected ways. The influence of a single person's actions can set off a series of events that can eventually affect many lives. The return response often then comes back to us, carrying compassionate, generous behavior from others toward us. Acts of kindness, whether to a coworker, family member, stranger, has a ripple effect beyond our knowledge or awareness. One act of kindness can pass uninterrupted from one person to the next, rebounding back to the person where it began. Acts of kindness can have a real and lasting impression on many lives. Both men and women are shown to value kindness as a consideration in choosing their prospective partners. It's viewed as a demonstration of a truly compassionate and sensitive nature and exposes ethical characteristics. Kindness has been found by researchers to be the most important predictor of satisfaction and stability in a marriage. Research shows that giving to others rather than giving to ourselves brings about lasting well-being. As Barbara DeAngelis says, love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them, and they bless you, the giver.